Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did she move into a haunted apartment or does she just have a glitchy iPhone?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, yes, yes. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us, because I'm telling you, if you're listening right now, probably you have one. You can call in anytime at 855-853-4802. Right in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to listen ad-free, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. If you do that, you can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon with me today.
And hey, everybody.
I do have to say, sometimes with electronics, it's like, is it haunted? Or is it like a glitchy problem? Because I talk about paranormal stuff all day, literally. Yeah. And sometimes I just have weird glitchy computery things happen. It happened the other night in the middle of an interview. And it was just weird. All this weird stuff started happening all of a sudden. So I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, paranormal? Or it's electronics. It can be glitchy.
You know, we've had this discussion about TVs that come off and on, radios that just flip on, turn on, play static, whatever. And we've talked about in the past, you know, telephone landlines that you pick up and you hear something, or when we used to have, you guys, in the olden days, when we had, when you'd record messages.
Answering machine.
I can't even remember the name of it. And there would be like an answering, like a message from somebody who's dead or something. There's all of these weird kind of electronic glitches that would happen. Now, of course, with cell phones, that seems to have really changed. I don't know anyone that says I picked up my cell phone and had a weird message on
it. I have heard of that.
We want to hear about it if people have had them, though. because I do find that pretty fascinating. And I do have a place in my house, and it's just one place. It's the place where I've seen my shadow figure a couple times, the exact same location that I have a speaker, you know, a Bluetooth speaker that I take from room to room if I'm cleaning or whatever. And I set it in this room and that room. And when I get through that, right, it's right through a doorway, and I go through that doorway, it cuts out and it goes every time. If I set the speaker too close to that thing, it won't work. But if I move it 2 or 3 feet away, it works. Any direction, anywhere else in the house, it works. It doesn't work where the shadow figure was.
And I can vouch for Kathy because she demonstrated for me one day.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, I say, I want you to see this. And yeah. I take my Bluetooth and I say, take it all over the house. And they do it. And they walk into that one place and it makes this crackle noise.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Every single time.
So I think something like that happened to this girl. So you ready?
Okay. I am so ready. Let's go.
Hi there. Leah from North Carolina here. What I'm writing about happened to me last night, and I'm still kind of scratching my head about it. Having a bit of an internal back and forth between logic and superstition, I think. I just moved into a new apartment this past weekend. The first thing that stood out to me when the landlord showed me the place was the walk-in closet in the bedroom. It's just kind of a weird placement and build. It's over the stairs, has one almost too big step up into it, and a built-in ledge with, of course, a creepy boarded-up crawl space hole over it. It sounds like a nightmare closet.
It sounds like it was built over something that they're trying to hide.
When you say walk-in closet, I'm all jealous until I read that description just now.
I'm like, is there something under it? They've built this over that?
Yeah, I'm not okay with this.
Keep going.
I should also mention that my new place is right around the corner from a large city cemetery in the historic district of town. Last night, I finally got around to replacing the light bulb in the walk-in closet. I turned on the flashlight on my phone so I could see more clearly to unscrew the globe and change out the bulb. I forgot the box of bulbs in the hall closet, so I just sat my phone down with the flashlight still on in the walk-in and went to get the bulb. Please note that I did not unlock my phone to do this. It's an iPhone, so you can pull up the flashlight even with the lock screen on.
That's right.
I don't have an iPhone. I'm a Samsung person myself. So
I can get my phone, my flashlight anytime.
Just as I was going out the door into the hallway, only a few feet from the closet, my phone started playing big band swing music. For a split second, I thought it was a phone call, but it dawned on me immediately after that my ringer was completely different. I am a fan of big band music and have a Pandora station of it, but that 100% was not the last station I listened to on Pandora. I was listening to a Mumford & Sons station, a far cry from a big band music station, and that was 2 days prior to when I was driving home from out of town. Anyway, I turned around and just kind of stood there for a second thinking, no way, what the hell? I went back and picked up my phone. I had to unlock it to turn the music off. I have no idea how this happened. I'm chalking it up to a random glitch with my phone, although deep down, I'm not so sure. That's not the end of the story, though. I was moving some stuff around later downstairs trying to get my living room set up. I heard 3 solid knocks on the door and thought it might be one of my new neighbors coming to introduce themselves or something. I called out, "Hold on, I'll be right there," put down what I had in my hands and opened the door. No more than a half minute or so had passed. There was no one there. I stepped outside onto the porch, looked around, nobody in sight. None of the neighbors' doors were open either. I stood there for another minute and I said aloud, "Okay," then went back inside and shut the door. Again, my logical side says to chalk it up to someone knocking on my neighbor's door and going inside their apartment, but there were no guest cars in the parking lot. I checked. I didn't hear the neighbor's door open or close. There are no children in the 4 apartment complex old enough to pull the knock and run prank. And the rest of the neighborhood is made up of mostly older folks or people in or older than their 20s. So again, I'm left a bit baffled and not really so sure that it was at a neighbor's door. If there is anything there, I don't get a bad vibe. While I've never seen any spirits or experienced anything definitive firsthand, and I don't particularly want to, I am a very intuitive and sensitive person, and I'm sensitive to things being off about situations and people. Maybe it's just a presence welcoming me to the neighborhood. I don't know. If so, at least they have good taste in music, I guess. If anything else comes up, I'll write in and call for sure. Keep up the good work. Thanks for reading, Leah.
Well,
that's
Leah.
That's interesting. So I don't know, like with my phone, I don't have an iPhone, but for it to just start playing music would be really, really weird. Because
it would be.
I would have to open Spotify or, you know, however you listen to music and have it turned on that way.
Yeah, I would too. And I have an iPhone, and I'm trying to think if there's any situation that I would have this phone that it would just start playing music without, and she wasn't around it, right? It's over in the closet.
She went to go get the bulb.
You know, I have to tell you right off the bat, I didn't like the closet.
Mm-mm.
And I don't know that she even said anything, but just the way she described it and where it was and how it was built. And so I'm like, I don't like this room.
Uh-uh. It was super creepy because I was jealous about a walk-in closet until I read the description. Then I'm like, oh, you can have that one.
Yeah. I got a sense from 1,000 miles away from her, something's weird with the closet. I got that sense right off the bat in what she was talking about. But I cannot under any circumstance see how music would just start playing on my iPhone.
And the knock on the door, I think, is weird. And you could debunk that. It could be some kid that ran up hiding. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it is weird. I mean, when you have that happen, because it has happened to me before.
It's happened to me one time in the haunted house when we grew up.
Oh, I remember
when I was by myself. When it happened to me, I was home alone, which is within itself in that house unusual for any of us to be by ourselves. But I wanted to stay home and watch the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Okay,
great.
Which
show.
I always loved, by the way. It's a great
Still
show.
Do.
And I was into the show, sitting on the living room couch watching it. So I know I'm totally engrossed in the show, and all of a sudden, just out of the blue, there's the three knocks. And when she said that, this is what made me think of it. The three knocks, it always seems like they come in these patterns of threes with this knock. And I heard it very just knock, 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 really forcefully loud on the door. The scary part was, you know, it took me by surprise because no one walked up to the door. And it was an old wooden porch and no one used it anyway because the front of the house was on a super steep hill. And I mean a steep hill that nobody walked up. Everybody always came to the back door because there wasn't even a way to get up that hill. Like you had to climb it.
Yeah.
And then to walk across the porch, which was an old porch and you would hear people walk across it, nobody did any of that. And then just this knock, knock, knock. So my heart just stopped. I can't move. The dog was kind of sleeping in front of that door, stood up, hair stood up, started growling, showing its teeth. And then I heard a voice say, don't answer the door. I sat there for a minute, scared to death, trying to decide what to do. I never heard anybody walk across there away from that door, leaving, and you would have heard it.
Yeah.
Finally, I just got my nerve up, ran past the door, grabbed the dog. It was a little dog. Went out of the house over to where everybody was at the roller skating rink.
I was going to say, I'm sure we were all roller skating.
Yeah, why are you here? And I said, I just thought I'd come see what you guys were doing. And she goes, why did you bring the dog?
I didn't realize I had Peanut.
I wasn't going to leave that dog in that house. But it is that weird feeling when there's that knock on that door. Now, I didn't have the nerve to open up the door, and plus a voice had told me not to.
Well, the time it happened to me, and there I wasn't the only one, so I don't know if you were in the room or who else was. I just remember not being the only one there. Brenda and Nikki, our neighbors, my best friend Brenda,
they would jump up on
the side of that porch, and they never went around to the front of the porch. They would jump up on the side of the porch and walk across the porch and knock on the door. So we heard them walk across the porch and knock on the door. So I got up because it's Brenda or Nikki. and opened the door, and it was night, which I thought was really weird because they never came over at night like that because, you know, we were kids.
We lived in a haunted house. Nobody came over at night.
And so I went and opened the door thinking it's Brenda or Nikki, and nobody. And you would have heard him walk off. There was just nobody there.
Yeah.
So I get that feeling. That's a pretty creepy
feeling. I do. It is a creepy feeling. You know, and it comes at a time when you're not even thinking anything creepy, and then knock, knock, knock.
Well, let's do another story. This one's kind of a short one.
Let's go.
Not so intense as that one. I love listening to your show at work when I'm surrounded by lots of other people and it's nice and well lit. Happy face emoticon. One of the stories on today's show reminded me of a few experiences I've had with animal spirits. I never had pets when I was growing up, except for a couple of carnival fishes and a few gerbils. Carnival fishes are that she probably wanted at the carnival, I'm guessing?
That's what I'm guessing. You used to do that. That used to be a thing.
I always wanted a cat, though. As a young adult still living at home with my folks, I felt something land on the foot of my bed. There was a very distinct weight to it. It wasn't just the sheets and blankets settling in after getting into bed. I never knew what it could be until years later when I was married and moved out into our own home. A couple of years after we got married, my husband bought me two cats for my birthday. A little female we named Gabby and a male we named Smudge. Is that the cutest name ever, Smudge?
So sweet.
Every night, Gabby would jump onto the bed by my feet. After she did this a few times, it hit me. That was exactly what I felt the one time when I was living with my folks. Each cat had its own feel when it jumped on the bed. I always knew exactly which cat was jumping on the bed from its weight, and Gabby jumping on the bed felt exactly the same as the thing I felt jumping on my bed at my parents' home. I like to think she pre-haunted me.
A pre-haunting?
That's kind of a sweet thought.
Yeah.
This cat came to me before.
Oh.
Well, we've been married about 20 years now, and a few years ago, both cats passed away. Gabby was the first to go. We had put a bell on her collar that jingled when she walked up the steps from the basement, and for a few weeks after she passed, I would hear her bell jingle in the stairway quite frequently. And we've talked about that quite a few times. Mm-hmm. That is just not uncommon to hear that sound.
Yeah. Smudge. Well, you just did the other night.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
You heard a squeaky toy.
I thought I heard a squeaky toy. I swear a squeaky toy sound woke me up in the middle of the night. It's just weird when you're asleep and then a sound wakes you up. It's like, oh, squeaky toy. And then I'm like, Buddy's not here. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
What did I just hear? Yeah. So I told myself it was my cat. Now my cats wouldn't have stepped on it, but maybe they like meow, kind of sound a squeaky sound. I don't know. But they never meow at night, so that's kind of weird. Smudge passed away another year or two later. I catch glimpses of him still, and it's been a couple of years since he died. Some nights I still dream about him, and the dream is so vivid and intense that I know he's really visiting me. One night I felt him jump up on the bed. It was his distinct weight, and he came to sit on the bed close to my head where he used to sleep when he was alive. Oh, that gets me in the heart. The funny thing is, a year or so after Smudge died, we got a dog. I'm a cat person, so the cats were my husband's gift to me. He's a dog person, so I got him a dog for Christmas once the cats were gone. That's very sweet.
It is.
Several months after we got the dog, I started accidentally calling him Smudge. I didn't say anything to my husband, but I wondered if Smudge's little spirit might be attached to the dog, and I took some comfort in that. Well, a couple of weeks later, my husband started calling the dog Smudge as well. He doesn't believe in ghosts, but after he started calling the dog Smudge by accident, I was convinced that my kitty's spirit was attached to our dog.
Oh.
What are your thoughts on that? I mean, it could.
You know, happen, I mean, we could get into a reincarnation discussion as to whether we think spirits die and then resurrect and come back in another form. Is it impossible?
I don't know.
But I do understand
how you can call your animal by another animal's name. Like I had years ago, my cats, Rita and Rita, they're both named Rita, Big Rita and Little Rita. And It wasn't that long ago. I just out of the blue, I went to say Rizzo. That's my one of my cats. And I said Rita. And I haven't had Rita's forever. There's been a couple of times I said Bob, my last old guy who died a year and a half ago.
Their spirits are so much a part of us. I could see if there is a way to come back. And I always, you know, want, like, I always want to believe if there's a way to come back to me. You know, I want to live with your spirit again. What I find interesting is there's so much a part of us that on more than one occasion, I've had dreams where I've died. Have you ever had dreams where you die?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And in my dreams where I die, I'm walking around or something, and everybody seems to not know I'm there until I finally say to myself, obviously, I'm dead. Like, nobody can see me. I'm completely dead. Wow, this is crazy. And the second I realize I'm dead, I start looking for my dog that died. I think that's so fascinating that we just are that close to our pets that I could see that maybe there's somewhat of a spirit or a connection there.
You know, after Buddy died, I had this really weird dream one night that I was dying. Mm-hmm. And I'm just tired. I was just tired and I'm at peace with it. And I'm sure you were in the dream and your daughter and everybody around me was just really upset and they didn't want me to go. And I'm like, you have to let me go. Like, I need to do this. And it was this really weird feeling, but I couldn't communicate with you. You guys kept wanting to do all this stuff for me and I just went with you because I couldn't do anything else. But I just got to where I tried and I'm tired. Then I woke up and I was laying there because it was really disturbing. And I realized, I was like, that's how Buddy felt. I think I had a dream where I experienced what my dog was feeling because he couldn't communicate with me and tell me, but I was trying all these things and doing all these things for him to help make his little life better. And he was just tired and it was okay. Mm-hmm. And so that I really took as his way of explaining to me how okay it was for him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That he was at peace. I don't know. And I'm going to start crying and I don't want to.
And the one thing I find that gives me hope and it gives me a comfort. I think comfort is a better word. When I have these dreams, it's always calm and peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get anybody to notice me, but that's when I realize that I'm dead. And then I think, I'm okay. It's okay.
Where's my dog?
You know? Yeah.
Like,
where's my dog? I want to see my dog again. Bring my dog.
That was a good story. I love those pet stories, actually. If you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com, try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
the social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more
Moto
details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.